Well, hello again. It's me, Scarlett, from thescarletmistress.com. And, well, today I want to talk about chastity. You know, chastity isn't a choice for all men. So, if you're a lover of our ladies here at LDW, and who isn't, then you surely have heard of some fetishes and kinks that maybe you weren't familiar with before, and maybe you still have some questions about. Like, quite often I get asked about SPH, which is small penis humiliation, CEI, cum eating instructions, and of course, chastity. Now, today I'm going to focus completely on chastity training and orgasm denial, just a little bit, but I want you to know that you can feel free to ask me anytime about any fetish that you want to know about, okay? So, you want to know, is chastity right for me? Well, chastity means that you're being chaste. That's where the word comes from, and that means that you aren't having orgasms. Now, chastity can be totally self-imposed, which means you're in charge of deciding when and if you come. So a lot of men will experiment with chastity by holding off on orgasming for several days before letting themselves come. Now, maybe you'll masturbate, but maybe not allow yourself to get all the way there. You know, maybe do a lot of edging. And this can really build the intensity of the orgasm when it does ultimately happen. But oftentimes, your chastity will be completely in the control of the woman in your life. Now, think about that woman that has the power to decide if you'll be in control of your own orgasms or if she'll be in control of them. What if she was to decide for just how long you'd be locked in chastity? Now, wouldn't it feel better to let yourself just lose that control completely? It would. Trust me. I know. When you give yourself over to being placed in chastity, whether it be in mental chastity or with an actual chastity cock cage and a lock, you're allowing someone else to make all of the decisions. There are no choices to be made. After you take that first step, all else is out of your control. Completely. So, my advice, just let it happen. I know you want to. So, if you want to talk about chastity and how it might work in your life and how I might be a part of it, or if someone else could be a part of it, let's have a talk. Let's have a call. Let's have a chat session, email session, whatever it is that works for you, okay? I look forward to letting you know more about the wonderful world of chastity and blue balls. Again, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com. Have a great day.